Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm gonna come.
They call you Mister? Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
Don't trust China! China is asshole!
You are gay.
I'm gonna come.
Oh, hello, Caitlin.
Hello.
What a week. What a crazy week we had, right? So many things.
Yeah.
So many things. Too many to even remember to bring up.
I can't even remember them all.
Yeah. It's going to be a long episode. let's see. Tina Turner died today.
Sad.
And I have a tribute to Tina. I've been in rehearsals all day.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your Kleenexes. You okay. know what I'm saying? I'm just shut the fuck up. He hasn't meowed all goddamn day. In the moment, literally, a minute and 45 seconds into recording, the cat just is on one. So, pray for us. We got a lot we're going to talk about. I got a shit ton. I'd say I was in a roller derby over the weekend. I'm disabled now.
Grant has a permanent dead foot.
I think I may have actually fucked myself up. I'll tell you about that. I had a dream about Kate that made me angry.
I'm excited to hear it because I still haven't heard the story.
There's a third party involved.
Oh.
And we might get that person on the phone because I saw this person today and I told him about it. And I was like, when we talk about it, I'm probably going to call you. Kate's drinking coffee right now, quietly sipping coffee.
Sorry, I don't like to be obnoxious like you. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, www.terribleperson.co. Go there now, sign up for the premium subscription. It's $2 a month. A lot of people are signing up. Some folks are talking about it on the internet.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Be fucking cool. We've kind of just dipped into we talk how we talk on the premium episode now in the free episodes. I feel like the free episodes have been a lot better lately. So shout out to everybody who's subscribed. It's only $2 a month. It's worth it. I think you get an extra episode a week that's a little bit more raunchy, if you can believe it, than what's on the free episodes.
Yeah, you get twice the content.
Yeah, and we record it right after this. So if we get into something generally and we realize we can't talk about it, we just wait. And then we're like, all right, let's save it. So
go into more detail on the paid one.
Head on over to www.terribleperson.co and sign up if you want. If not, we help.
Caitlin and Grant are not medical or mental health professionals. How to become a terrible person is for entertainment purposes only. Standard data and message rates apply to messages. Damn it, have some common sense, people.
Hey-o, what's going on, everybody?
Why do you sound like that?
I don't know, but if you want to hear the full version of that song, go check out my album. It's everywhere. You can get it.
It's everywhere.
Your grocery stores, gas stations, cigar shops, wherever.
7-Eleven,
wherever you guys shop, Starbucks, wherever. If they don't have it, fucking get pissed. Get super pissed. Do you have Pomo and Kitch Fetch on CD? No.
Coming to an Urban Outfitters near you.
Exactly. No, that's perfect. Till they listen to the lyrics and then they're like, get this CD out of here. So Kate, as I said, you know, got a lot of stuff. So almost too many things to talk about this week.
You do, say that when because you don't have a lot to talk.
Maybe
I can't even spit it out.
I just have been on one. I feel like the last week in a way that's been terribly unproductive. ever since before the roller derby, when I realized I had to skate in this roller derby.
You got real nervous. Like, it was scary. Days before.
Yeah, man. Because I was like, shit, I should probably skate. And then like, I just was like, I don't feel like skating this week. And then so I literally had one day of skate practice before I went to the roller derby. And those ladies were very patient with me. Arizona Roller Girls, look them up on Instagram. Look, check out, if you want to see pictures, go to my Instagram, at Pomo and Kitch, and see what an athlete I am.
And just know that that's not Grant's real hair.
Yeah, and I got fucking destroyed. There was, they made me, so I, the match started. It's called a bout, apparently.
Okay.
It's like a fight. And yeah, so they put me on the yellow team. There was a yellow team and a purple team. So I start on the yellow team. And they're like, you're going to skate with us? Are you actually going to be in the jams with us? And I was like, I don't really want to, but yeah, sure. Jesus Christ, Scott. So I get there, I'm talking to them, and they're like, do you want to be in the jams? I say, well, I don't really know what's going on. Can you guys like give me a rundown of the rules real quick? And they were like, we will. And then about a minute before the match starts, they're like, Grant, you're in the first jam. I was like, okay.
Whatever that means.
And I go, what is a jam specifically? And they just were like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. And then literally as I'm skating out, I asked the lady, I'm like, what are the rules? Like, and it's sold out. There's like probably 700 people there. It's like a gymnasium packed. And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I have to be the guy who is the jammer the first time. So they give me a star for my helmet. And it's like a slick ass gym floor. And my skates are really fast. So I'm just like, oh, this is going to be bad. And so the first lap around, I'm in the pack. I'm trying to break through the pack. And my left leg slides out in front of me. And I like pull my hamstring. And I realize like I've lost all strength in my left leg. So I'm just kind of skating with one foot. Just picking it up. As I'm saying, Scott, shut up. So I've got a dead leg. And then they're like, stay out there and put this on. And they give me like a Yoshi stuffed like Yoshi thing to go over my helmet. And it doesn't fit. It's sliding down. I can't see. And so the lap starts and I've got this Yoshi thing on and I'm going around the first time and I'm trying to keep it on my head so I can see, but I can't see. And I make it around one time. And then all of a sudden I'm flying through the air. I got hit full impact by one of these ladies, and then I'm just on my hip and back, and I think, fuck, I just shit my pants. My first thought is, I pulled my hamstring, and I just shit my pants in front of 700 people.
Poop running down
just
my leg.
Just shit running down my leg. And I was like, God damn, this is awful. And then, yeah, so long story short, I skated. I think I probably went in like maybe 8 or 9 times, which is 8 or 9 times more than I anticipated. And it was terrifying every time. It was shout out to all the people who compete in roller derby. It's very impressive. Very scary.
So are there, you said it was like 700 people there. Is it normally like that big of a crowd?
I guess it's usually pretty packed out. But I mean, shit, when they heard I was going to be there,
they were like, oh, great.
I met some podcast listeners there.
Cool?
Yeah, they were real nice. Yeah, I told Kate, I was like, just stay home. I was like, I don't want you to fucking get cornered by a weirdo.
Well, also, I just, like, I didn't have anyone really to go with because, yeah, I have no friends, so.
And you, if you would have saw how hard I hit the ground, you would have been, like, you would have called the ambulance, you know?
Yeah.
You would have pulled me out, I feel like. You would have been, like.
I would have been, like.
I would have just, my.
Stop, time out.
Because I wore my Apple Watch, and I was, like, I felt it vibrate, like, people were texting me, and then I was, like. Yeah, if I would have went down, I would have just...
Maybe it wasn't people texting you. It was like, fall alert.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that. It calls 911.
Do we need to call emergency services?
Yeah. Anyway, I you know, it's just not... I shouldn't have started the podcast with that story because it just isn't that good. It was fun. It was wild. But I just don't know how to relay how crazy... It was fucking scary. That's all I can say about it. Very, very scary.
But then there's like a couple guys, right?
Yeah, there were two dudes, and they were like badass motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Cause in the field of roller derby.
But do they always compete with the girls, or were they just doing?
They
like
were
a
in like the
thing?
Phoenix League, I guess. But they were like whipping around. They were just like, you know, eat with
like
ease.
Doing tricks.
And yeah, and meanwhile, so backwards. Yeah, like they introduced everybody. So I had to skate out, and it was like, and they introduced me. They were like from John Jay and Rich or whatever. They were like Grant Inman and. But what they did when they introduced everybody is everybody kind of went out and did like a little spin mm-hmm. and like turned around and did like a cool move and then came back. And I was like, if I try that.
You just do the princess wave the whole
no,
time.
No, that's basically what I did. I just took my hand up and just was like, hello, hi. Not a strong skater.
Hello all.
And then the other thing is I thought, you know, I should do something. Everybody else has like costumes on. So I put on this mullet headband. And the whole night, all the roller girls were coming up to me like, is that your real hair? And you're like, it's so shiny.
And you're like, yeah. And I was like, because it's plastic.
Yeah, it's fucking plastic.
It's like Barbie hair.
So, okay, like I said, Tina Turner, age of 83.
Sad.
Died today. Sad. And she said, yeah, it is sad.
What'd she die from exactly?
Well, they just said on TMZ, it was, you would think. But it said something about how she wished she would have done something more proactive about her kidneys. She regrets not doing more for her kidney health, I guess.
So I wonder if she had like kidney failure or something.
I don't know. But also, dude, we're only supposed to live to like fucking 40. You know
what
I mean?
We're not in like the 1600s, Grant.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Just kidding. I don't think they lived that long back then.
So anyway, I told everyone to...
probably like 33.
Told everyone to get, you know, get out your Kleenexes, because I wanted to do something on how
yeah,
to become a terrible person.
To your special moving tribute.
For Tina. So without further ado.
You were going to say that.
What?
Without further ado.
This one goes out to Tina. The first on that, how to become a terrible person. Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights, a corner bar. It just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the end and looking half asleep. And he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on the second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late and dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate. I just realized, is this not a Tina Turner song?
No.
Shit. Well.
Still beautiful, though.
All right. Well, that was my Tina Turner tribute. R.I.P. Tina Turner. You will be missed. Do you know a lot of Tina Turner songs, Kate?
No.
What's love got to do? That song? That's Tina Turner's song.
Okay. I know that song.
She did It Takes Two with Rod Stewart. It takes two, baby.
Okay.
That song. She did a song with Bryan Adams called It's Only Love. It's a good song. Anyway.
How does that one go?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, should we talk about Target on the free episode or the paid episode?
I probably won't. I don't know. I'll try my hardest. I can talk about it on the free episode, I think.
That's a bad sign. We should probably just save that for the premium episode this week. Listen, yeah, we'll get into it on the www.terribleperson.co. Let me tell you about my dream.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about this.
So I fell asleep watching this documentary last night called How to Create a Sex Scandal on HBO. And arguably the first episode is one of the more troubling things. It was very uncomfortable to watch, like the little kids talking about the stuff. I want to recommend it to everybody, but I'm not going to say anything about it because there's like a pretty substantial twist. It's a documentary. If you're smart, you can kind of see it coming from a mile away, and it totally changes the first episode. So That being said, I fell asleep and I was on sitting on the couch and Scott was like in my little arm here, like just kind of snuggled up sleeping too.
Yeah.
And I had this dream and you and I were at like a movie theater, but the movie theater had like couches.
Okay.
And you sit down next to me and you like get cuddled up, kind of like how, I think how Scott was, like not like that, but you know, you were like in the same, like this arm. Like, yeah. You know, right there. And okay. We were like all cozy and stuff. And then one of my friends, his name's Jay, I work with him. He comes up and sits next to us, right? He sits next to you. So it's Jay, you, me. And while we're sitting there, Jay puts his hand on my leg. He reaches over you and like touches my like knee thigh area.
Okay.
And I take his hand and I go, ha, ha, and move it away, right? In the dream. It's like a real feeling dream. And then he reaches over and he tries to grab my penis.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, whoa, dude. I kind of get angry in the dream. But then I flip my hand off and, you know, you don't really react to it, but you see it. And then I look over at you guys and you guys are holding hands. And I fucking, it like, and when I saw that you guys were holding hands, I went, and I woke up and then you were asleep next to me. And I was like, you bitch, you cheating bitch. So, and.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. So what the hell? Explain yourself, Caitlin.
You're great.
I was so mad in the dream. I was so mad when I woke up. I was like, dude, so anyway, it's time. I'm going to confront somebody on the podcast. Oh, God. I'm going to call Jay from my dream and ask him what the hell he was doing.
Hi there, it's Jay. Sorry I missed your phone call. Please leave me a message.
He's dodging your call.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jay, it's Grant from work. I'm recording a podcast with Caitlin right now.
Hi, Jay.
Hi. And I just told her about the dream I had with you, and I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to confront you. What the hell are you guys up to? So whenever you get this, give me a call back. All right. Bye, Jay.
Sorry, he's crazy.
He said he'd call me back. 1 second. That's a good message. I was fired up. I done got fired up. So what were you thinking, Kate?
I think that's really funny and so random.
Yeah, I know. Like, how did...
You must like him a lot.
I don't know, man.
Dreaming about him.
No, but it was more...
You wanted to touch your pee-pee.
It was more you two that made me mad.
Is that why when you woke me up from the sofa, you, like, came over and you were, like, just sitting there for a second?
Just get up.
And I think you, like, were touching my arm or something.
Yeah, I grabbed your leg. Kate, wake up. No, I think, was it the other night? I was putting the Twizzlers away, and you were like, you were just going to go to bed without waking me up? I'm like, what just happened?
I asked, where you were just going to, or no, I didn't even ask. I like made a statement. I said, you were just going to leave me out here, weren't you?
Dude, I was so pissed. So pissed. But it's weird. I don't know. I need to go to bed earlier. I've been falling asleep on the couch, and that's like a really bad habit.
They say that if you fall asleep on the sofa consistently, that you die earlier.
Uh-oh. Hello, is this Jay?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I'm illegally recording you on our podcast right now.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, hey now.
And I left you a message, and I'm very stern. Okay. I'm very stern in the message. I told everyone about my dream on the podcast that I told you about earlier. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I asked Kate, what the hell's going on with you two? So what the hell's going on with you two? Are you, what's that, Jay?
It was just destiny in the making.
Dude, but
you want to know the real reason why she's not at the IR building anymore?
Yeah, is that it? Is that why Caitlin left the company? No kidding. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. I was so mad at you and Kate.
I'd
so mad.
I couldn't deal with the love triangle anymore.
Fair.
We couldn't keep a secret or hands off each other at work, so we had no choice but for her to just walk away.
But you know, the weird part was you were making a move on me in the dream. You were actually reaching over Kate to get to me. And I was like, I saw those forearms and I was like, dude, I can't. I got nothing for this guy. Like, I got nothing to offer you, dude. You're too.
Three's company.
Yeah, dude. So if you had to pick between me and Kate to bed, which one would it be?
Well, I probably would have to say you.
Thank you. All right. You know what? I'm fine with the dream now. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. It's a subliminal message, I guess. I don't know. Maybe we need to get to the bottom of this.
Dude, someday we'll, you know, the three of us will get in a room and we'll just sort it out. We'll turn the lights off and we'll just figure things out. You know what I mean?
We can play Guess Who's Who?
Yeah, dude. You're just like, it's Grant. I can feel your stubble, dude. It's Grant. It's clearly Grant. Right, Jay. Well, hey, stay the fuck away from my fiance.
All right, I'm so sorry. If it's anybody, it's going to be just you.
Dude, fair. I appreciate you, Jay. Thank you for talking me down from this ledge. And I will see you tomorrow, brother.
All right, brother. I will see you too.
All right, bye, Jay.
Bye.
All right, so I'm glad we cleared that up.
You're crazy.
Glad we cleared that up.
I was going to say, what the hell's going on with me? I feel like the dream says a lot more about the two of you.
True. You know what? I've got this theory about sleep. You know how, like, lately everybody's like, if you're not sleeping enough, you're gonna fucking die. You know all those studies? Have you seen those?
Yeah, and they're like, that's how the body heals itself.
If you don't get 13 hours of sleep every night, you're gonna take 15 years off your life. I think that's a psyop, Kate.
What's a psyop?
Like a psychological
operation.
Operation, yeah. I think what that is they want people to be like, focused on that. Like they want people to be like, I need to sleep all the time. If I don't get it, I'm gonna die. And then you're at home in bed instead of out finding facts, doing research.
I guess that is true. Like, you're just the lazier you are, maybe the more likely you are to become like more dependent on your government.
Yeah.
And not have more motivation.
Well, also too, dude, I'm tired of the people telling me that I need to get more sleep, or people with like over $1 million in their bank account. Like, yeah, everybody, I mean, like, everybody who's...
Do you think Elon Musk sleeps that much?
That's what I'm saying,
Rob's
dude.
Not.
No.
He probably sleeps like 2 hours a night on average.
And everybody's like, how many REM cycles are you getting into? It's like, who the fuck cares, dude? Take a
exactly
nap.
Exactly 0.25.
Yeah, dude, Ben Franklin, notorious serial killer and founder of our nation.
That's crazy.
Was,
I don't want to think that he was a serial
he
killer.
He slept, I think he took a 20-minute nap every 2 hours. But he just...
And that's all he spent.
And he just stayed, and he stayed
schedule?
Up, stayed up all night, just partied and killed people in his
Interesting.
Basement. Yeah, I just think, I don't know. Also, the other psyop I want to get into is I think there's something legitimately troubling and a much bigger story with Britney Spears than what people are acknowledging. People think it's all about the conservatorship. They think it's all about Britney's safety. One, I watched the thing on TMZ, the Hulu thing with you, right?
Yeah.
What was your takeaway with the Britney thing on that? Because I'll elaborate. You kind of like give me your take on Britney right now and what that whole documentary was about.
Well, I mean, I feel like you called it, like, everyone before, you were like, people who like were fighting so hard to free Britney, like, they're going to be like
the people
her,
that fucking
her
kill her. Yeah.
And I think that is true, because like so many people were like, oh, she's a woman and she can like, she made her own money. She has her own life. She can like make her own decisions.
So your take is she is unwell and she probably like she's mentally there's something going
she
on
she doesn't yeah she clearly has some sort of like mental health issues. I mean, just like the rants and shit she posts on social media, the like weird pictures, and then like the dancing videos,
dude, the videos of her spinning around where she like spins, like, and then whips her head around real quick and then turns and whips her head around
like sometimes, and then like you see her eyes and she just looks like crazy eyes. Like,
yes.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's like she looks like she has a mental illness.
Here is, they never, ever, ever, ever talk about why she has fucking mental health issues or what her core issue is. They're always like, she was famous too young. I think she was, I think
their parents were shitty and they took advantage of her.
Oh, and she just was always working. I think she was part of a whole grooming child star pedophilia thing. You know what I mean?
Do you think Aaron Carter was a part of it too?
I think, well, Aaron Carter was in, like, think about, Aaron Carter got his start with that Lou Pearlman guy who started up the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and LFO, O-Town, all those bands. And he was trying to fucking turn out Rich from LFO. And I think he might have done it. But there's like all these like allegations against this guy for being like pretty sus. But also Disney, the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
I mean, you like, here's my theory about Britney Spears. I think they are trying to take whatever credibility she has left. That TMZ thing, if you watch it on Hulu, I think they're trying to take all the power away from her. And they kind of dangle, she might come back someday, never say never, you know, to the stage.
She would have so many fans.
Yes.
Where they're all rooting for her.
I think they made that as a threat to Britney. Because Britney was supposed to write a book, and all these people came out and said, you know, cease and desist, stop writing this book, stop talking to people. And it wasn't the people, I don't think Justin Timberlake was, I think he's probably one of the people that doesn't want her to write a book, but I also think there's people at Disney and at wherever a record label is and all this shit that don't want her talking. And I think that documentary was a threat saying, we can fucking railroad you in the media and make you seem insane. We can take your kids away. We can make your kids not want to be with you. We can make everyone in your life say that you're crazy to protect whatever knowledge you have about the industry. Like Corey Feldman, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He said basically that there's like all this crazy shit going on with child actors and child stars. And he then was immediately like made fun of in all the media for his stupid band and just railroaded. He's always been railroaded. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think there's a lot going on there, and I think
so.
The more,
is she still
going
to write a book?
I hope so, and I hope it's a fucking barn burner. Because, like, literally, think about this: it just came out the connection that Epstein was extorting Bill Gates about affairs. And this, how long did Epstein die? Like, that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
At least.
Yeah. And it's just coming out now that he was extorting Bill Gates and Bill Gates was on the plane and the flight logs and all that shit. So, I mean, imagine what we're going to find out about Britney Spears and how she like came up. You know what I mean?
Like about like what those people did to her.
I mean,
like a Harvey Weinstein situation.
I mean, it could be,
but like
also,
with those like record label execs.
But also, I mean, let's say you're like the queen of pop, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like Middle Eastern businessmen who can throw out $50 million without batting an eyelash. They make a call and they're like, hey, we'd like to have a private concert from Britney Spears or, you know, XYZ. And then pretty soon it's like, you know, the Sultan's in a room with Britney Spears.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what happened. It's all alleged. It's all probably made up. Anyway, they're going to take our fucking internet away from us soon. Anyway, I got this article. It says, hoard your data. Anything you are used to looking at, watching, or listening to on the internet will one day be gone. You will have to pay through the nose for it, assuming you have a clean social credit score. That's what it says. Yeah, it's assuming we're going to the social credit score thing, which is scary. That's where basically all your behavior online shapes your, you know. And then you can't buy a house if you're a dick on the internet or blah, 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 or you are tied into certain things. Anyway, this will happen sooner than you think. I'm not sure what TPTB will decide. The internet's carbon footprint needs to be eliminated to stop climate change or some bullshit. Hoard your data, hoard music, books, video, whatever you like. Put it all on external drives. Do not sit around waiting for the day internet access is restricted or cut off. Data storage is cheap. Use it. This is a post that I read this week.
That's scary.
I mean, if you think about it.
So, like, for people like me who never post on social media, would I be fucked? Because
no,
it's
because
like,
I think
you know how when they say, like, it's like credit. Like, no credit is bad credit.
Right.
So is that like for me?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
my social credit would
but
be
also
because
but
I don't.
The I think social credit score also depends on if we're in like a weird surveillance state, where they can monitor you by your phone and by all the cameras.
Which I'm sure that they probably monitor us a lot more than we think that they
do. Oh, 100%. They're listening to us right now. The NSA is recording this through my phone, and it's going on a server underneath Hawaii as we speak.
Mireo Internet is sending all of our stuff to the government.
Shout out to the motherfucking big dog, terrible people.
Yeah,
who helped us out.
You guys are
awesome. We won't say what for, but if you know what for and you feel like you have participated in this little event that we have been editing out of the podcast after we talk about it, you're the dogs. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. We have mission probably half accomplished.
Like a quarter.
Quarter accomplished.
We can do so much more damage, I think.
We really could. And thank you to all our friends. You guys are rad. If you want to know what I'm talking about, I don't think you can find it anywhere. I edited it out, so there's no paper trail. Because we are smart.
Smart.
So, www.terribleperson.co. We're going to talk about Target. We're going to talk about fucking how Betty Crocker psyoped the world. I want to tell you about... for real. Did you know this?
No.
Betty Crocker instant cake mix.
Okay.
Back in the 60s, 50s, whenever it was created... No one wanted to buy it. And they got like Mad Men type people to say, you need to do this thing. And it'll change how people perceive your whole product. And it'll kind of, it is specifically targeting women.
Interesting.
It was like a psychological ad campaign.
Maybe I have heard about this before.
And then also,
hear it again.
Kellogg's, they have a product that was created to lower your testosterone. To stop, and it was originally created... to keep young boys from masturbating all the time. And adult men.
I know this.
Yeah.
I know the
answer. Fascinating. Let's see, what else?
What is if we were on Jeopardy?
Yeah. Sharon Stone in a bikini. Pack it in. She's the new Madonna. She was wearing one of those high-cut thong.
Ugh. Like the scoop leg.
Yeah, but she did look better than some other folks. Like, she looks
Martha?
Great. Martha looked great.
I was going to say.
I mean, right now, my top...
Because I feel like she's so classy, you know? Like, she has, like... She's wearing, like, a full coverage...
100%.
Swimsuit, and it's, like, fitting for her body, for her
yes.
age. Like...
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the two...
She's just a classy lady.
Classiest and most beautiful women right now in pop culture are Martha Stewart and Kim Petras. You know? Like,
Lord.
Hot, dude.
Just beautiful, beautiful women.
Let's see. Britney Spears. Yeah, we're going to break up the topic generator. I feel like we're going to talk about fucking weirdo Jesse Plemons, weight loss.
I thought literally until probably like 6 months ago that his last name was Clemens.
That's interesting.
Not Plemons. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh.
Fun fact.
We should start out. Actually, you know what? Before we switch over to the premium episode, I want to just say something.
Okay.
I am so fucking fatigued from mental health awareness and podcasts that focus on mental health and well-being, and tune in every week to get your...
I feel like they're just preying on the millennial generation with that shit because they 100%. Know that we're like fucked in every way. I would say the majority of us. So I feel like they know that we are all like, you know, probably
yeah.
high anxiety, like tend to be depressed.
Dude, we're all on fucking drugs. Like, we're drinking coffee right now. Nicotine. We're doing all this stuff that makes us freak out. Right. And we're like, I have anxiety. But it's like, do you really?
But I that's what I mean.
Are like, you really depressed? Or are you just having a string of shitty days? And do you really need to take pills all the time to treat that shit? It's
well,
cool.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they're just preying on the millennial generation 100%. Because they know that we have it pretty rough right now.
And I mean, here's the thing. If you need, if you fucking...
Not trying to make people feel sorry
no,
100%.
Us. If you take medication and you are treating mental health stuff, awesome. And you go to a doctor and you feel stoked about it, great. Here's what I'm mad at. It's all these motherfuckers who are capitalizing and monetizing podcasts who have no business doing that shit. Like, I don't want to hear from somebody who failed in the industry that they were in talk about how to help save you in your mental health. Because, like, you're, like, clearly just cashing a check. As soon as you listen to one of those, you're like, okay, got it.
Once you tell your story once or, you know, a couple times or whatever, Like, I feel like unless you have something else to offer, then no one's, I mean, after a while, nobody's going to want to keep listening because it's like, why are they going to want to keep hearing you tell the same story about when you used to be a, like a shit bag?
Yeah. And also here we have an expert to tell you about how you're not living your life right. Because most of the time they give you directives that you can't follow in a million years anyway. You know what I mean? It doesn't work for everybody. It worked for that person, but not necessarily for you.
Yeah.
So here's my promise to you, how to become a terrible person, listeners. We will never, ever do that shit. We are
mental health advice on
we are a fucking stupid podcast, and we like have no business like talking down to you or telling you how to live your life.
We know our place in the
world. It's sometimes the show's funny, sometimes it's not. This week it's questionable. So with that being said, head on over to www.terribleperson.co, sign up for the premium episodes, and hear us get fucking canceled for what we're about to say about Target. So, right, Kate?
I hope not.
I don't know. Bring it on, dude. Bring it on. Talk about, I wrote down meat flaps next to Target. Because I feel like that's something people aren't beef thinking curtains. About. Yeah, big old floppy flappers. It's like a stingray down there. Like a stingray that like
a stingray.
Stingray giving itself a high five. All right, go there now.